Unit 5. Listening. Activity 1.
Today I'm talking to Janet Wilson and Dave Edwards, two comedians specialising in stand-up comedy. Janet, what does a stand-up comedian do and how did you start?
I go into theatres, stand on stage and tell jokes. I'm completely alone, no actors. It's pretty scary, but that's part of the appeal. I write my own material, which can be demanding, and I love the creativity of it more than the actual writing process. I've always known I wanted to perform in one way or another. At school, I had a ball acting in plays. I even joined a local drama club. Even then, I preferred comedy roles, though I only found out about stand-up itself when I was taken to a show for a birthday treat. It seemed a logical extension of being an actor, and I got hooked pretty quickly.
How did your parents react when you told them what you wanted to do?
My dad's into technology. He's a genius with computers. I'm a bit of a geek myself, but I'm not particularly talented, though I write tech jokes in my material. I guess they hoped that I'd do something safe, like computing or medicine, but my academic record put paid to that. My brother's a lawyer and my parents are really proud of him. They've never been unsupportive of me, but they'd just like to see a more clearly defined career structure. And the entertainment sector doesn't give that at all. Even people who make it big aren't necessarily working all the time.
Dave, how do you feel when you're actually performing?
It can be hard remembering everything, as well as being flexible and responding to the audience, which is an important part of stand-up. They can be very demanding. They've paid money to be entertained, and if I don't make them laugh, I've failed. As a comedian, you have to understand that and not let it get under your skin. It's happened to me. What I thought were good jokes fell on stony ground. And when there's silence instead of laughter, that's disconcerting. I want to spread joy, take people out of themselves, and it's pretty special when I can see I'm having that kind of effect on others. It's true that performing can be exhausting, even when everything's going well, but you're buoyed up by the audience.
So what do you think is most important for a successful comedian?
I'm happy with a good experience on stage. I'd love to win trophies, get recognised for my work, but there's more to it than that. As a creative person, I want to have a sense of progress. It's not just about comedy, it's about where you are in your life. You have to give all of yourself on stage, so you're very exposed, and that has the potential to be hurtful. The bottom line is, you need to be thick-skinned and confident in what you're doing, but taking constructive comments on board. Take the rough with the smooth, in other words.
How do you both feel about the future of stand-up comedy?
It's definitely higher profile than ever, but there'll be more comedians trying to get work, which will create extra pressure on all of us. It's a more viable career choice now. There are academic courses specialising in stand-up, so the genre could become even more specialised. I think it will always have a satirical edge to it, though.
It's high stakes, and understandably, people get stressed. Though there may be more opportunities, it's vital to grab them with both hands, because if you don't, someone else will. You must update your material constantly. But you can't let that unnerve you. You have to evolve, however hard that might be.
Janet, how do you feel about your own future?
People often think comedians are misfits, but I reckon that's an idea put about by comedians themselves, to make themselves sound interesting and boost audiences. I'm enjoying writing at the moment, and I'd like to do more gigs. When you're over-specific about what you want to do, you risk setting yourself up for a fall if it doesn't happen. I don't make enough as a stand-up, which is something I have to address. I need to be realistic and bring in a regular wage for a while. I've got movies in my long-term sights. I've been looking at scripts, though I don't know how likely they are to materialise.
Thank you both for sharing those insights with us, and good luck with your careers.